Hi, this is Tanya Barbie of Barbie's Real Talk, where we inspire, empower you to move beyond anything that is keeping you from moving forward. Typically, relationships, how they get into your soul, how they affect your well-being, how they keep you from going forward if you're in a lot of pain. I would like to encourage you. And that's what I'm here for. And tonight, we're going to talk about taking down that Christmas tree. I dread it every year because it could be my last time. And I don't mean to sound morbid or pessimistic, but it's a reality. And sometimes we need to face reality that life is short. And life doesn't mean that you can take your time because you got tomorrow. There's no guarantee that you have tomorrow. So when I take down my Christmas tree, I am truly grateful that I've had the opportunity to even put it up. And I'm always careful about how I put my ornaments in the boxes, how I take down trees and the decorations and I said trees for plural because I usually put up more than one because I like to get into the spirit and I like to see it in more rooms than just one. And I like to see Christmas. It's just happy. Even when I might be sad, I like the lights. They just brighten up my day. And to know that the kids are excited about gifts. I got a whole bunch of grandkids. And it's just a happy occasion. But taking it down, I get scared. I think about, God, are you going to give me another time to put one up? What am I going to do this year to make you proud going forward? Because I never take it down in December. I take it down the first or second week of January. And I just have a problem with it. But at the same time, I'm happy about it. I just don't want to take life for granted. We are here on borrowed time, whether you know it or not. So take time to value and appreciate who you are, where you are, and where you want to be. The fact that you are still here going into the new year, we're in January 2022. I'm dating this podcast. The fact that you are still here going into the next year, you've made it, and it's a blessing all in itself. So I encourage you to be happy about it. That means he's not done with you yet. And for many of you all who don't know who he is, I'm speaking about our Heavenly Father. For you to have made it thus far, he's not done with you. He has plans for your life. So don't give up. No matter what 2021 did to you, you got through it. And many times, I want you to know, we have to go through something in order to get to something that we desire. This is not going to be an easy road. Whoever told you life was easy? Whoever said it's going to be a smooth ride? Life is like a roller coaster. You're up one minute, you're down the next, you're going through a curve. One minute, you're about to fall off a cliff the next. That's life. Nobody said life was going to be easy. And what makes you think you're going to be different than anybody else? So it's best to learn how to adjust to that roller coaster ride. Not take it for granted, but hold on tight. Because if you put God first, he will lead you. Even down those wrong paths, he will be there right by your side. Because he has created us to make our own decisions And you know, like me, I don't know about you, but I've made some bad decisions in my lifetime. But I've always felt his presence. He's not going to keep you from doing something crazy because that's what you want to do. But I guarantee you, he will be there with you, holding your hand to get you back on the right track when you're ready to get back on the right track. But you, my beautiful rose, you have to make that determination that you're ready to get on that right track, because he ain't done with you if you're still here. He still has faith in you. He still has hope in you. He still has plans for your life. So love those in your life. I mean, truly love them. Many of us just say, hey, I love you, love you, love you. And I always wonder why we take I out. I love you. Not love you, love you, love you. Who loves you? What does love you mean if you don't put I in front of it? And most importantly, saying it and showing it are two different things. Saying it and showing it are two different things. Tell your family not only that you love them, but show them that you love them. Your friends, show them that you love them. Your coworkers, show them that you love them. Take on extra assignments at work. Run an errand for a loved one. Do something special for a friend. Show in 2022 that let's do a better job of showing love. Showing it. Not just saying, love you, and go the extra mile and say, I love you. I think it will change a lot of lives if we can look someone in the eye. Doesn't have to be a loved one. A friend. Hey, girl, I love you. That sounds so much more impactful than love you. It sounds more sincere, don't you think? Forgive. Oh, we have to forgive. My goodness. How do we expect God to forgive us for the things that we've done if we can't forgive our fellow man for hurting us? Our partner who broke our heart. Come on. Move on. That's what I do for a living outside of my day job. I help women to get beyond that pain. I have a master class called Be the Rose, Not the Thorn. The thorn keeps you from moving forward. The thorn gets into your bloodline, because a lot of times that unforgiveness is generational. And it just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And that hatred, that bitterness, it just festers. It just gets worse from generation to generation. Oh, I don't know. I just know my mom was mad at them, and we became mad at them. My sisters and I came mad at them, and now my grandchildren are doing it. But nobody knows why. That's some deep suited bitterness, hatred. Let it go. Let's break these cycles. He cheated on you. Now he's got a new family. Let it go. Let's break those cycles. It's not the end of the world. It's going to be okay. Trust me, I've been there too. I know it's going to be okay. Life does go on. And vengeance belongs to God. It doesn't belong to us. He will take care of all those that have hurt you and give you the opportunity to witness him taking care of it. Now, don't gloat in anyone else's punishment, but I agree. It's a nice sight to see when someone has really hurt you and you see them going through something as a result of how they've treated you. and you sat back and did nothing. You have even prayed for them that they're going to be okay, that they're going to realize they messed up. Whatever you've prayed for, pray for them and watch the actions of our Heavenly Father, because vengeance belongs to Him, not to us. Smile more. Yeah, with COVID and all, what do we have to smile about? Well, we have a lot to smile about. We have survived COVID because we're here. You're listening to this podcast. You've survived it. I've survived it. I've had 3 adult children who got COVID. 1 daughter who is a registered nurse, she got it twice. COVID ain't no joke. And COVID might be here to stay longer than we anticipated. So we might as well learn how to get to adjust to it, not get along with it, but adjust to it. Wear the mask, make sure we're highly vaccinated as well as boosinated. And that's my own word. Just smile, because smiling does make a difference. What are we going to frown about? Frowning is so ugly. It's so unattractive. It takes away from our inner beauty, let alone our outer beauty. And guess what? A smile in itself to someone that is hurting, can you imagine what that smile can do to them? I smile when I'm in stores. I get a whole lot of rolling eyes from especially women. That's why I like to do what I do, because I like to encourage women to be nicer to one another. They don't have to know them. Just smile. Have a great day. Hi. I know you can't see my smile on a podcast, but envision me smiling, because that's what I'm doing. And I try to do a lot of that, because even on a down day, if you smile, you will feel better. You'll feel more encouraged. But smiling also is infectious. It actually makes others feel good who may be having a bad day, a worse day than you are having. So just smile. Be nice to people. That kindness can go a long way. Be fruitful. Plan what you want to do every day. Get up every morning and write 3 things that you're grateful for. And at the end of the day, 3 things that worked out well for you. And you can go a step further, 3 things that didn't work so well, but what you're planning to do the following day to make it better. And write out, if it's just 5 things that you would like to do that day, each day, so that you can be more productive. And if you write them out, statistically, they say things will go better for you, better chance that you will at least be more productive and maybe accomplish those things that you put on your list. But start with something. So you won't be walking around aimlessly every day, not doing what you wanted to do and not knowing where all the time went. 24 hours is a lot of time, but not if you don't plan it. It can slip through your fingers very quickly, just like this year, last year went away so quickly. And just think, we're mid-January already. How so? Time is going so quickly. So do more. Be more prepared. Don't take life for granted. Enjoy your time on this earth. See the happiness in every situation. Even when someone passes that you love, the best way to see the happiness during those sad times is to remember those great occasions when you could sit down or stand up and just see this beautiful person that is no longer here with you today. Keep them in your hearts and they'll always be with you, even during those sad times. My dad died in 1999. And I still smile with him. Many times I tell my kids, I miss my daddy so much. But instantly, I'll think of something that makes me smile and I'll be okay. And he died in 1999. And I still carry that pain with me because I was there when he died. 30 days in the hospital, and he died of emphysema, and I was there when he took his last breath. And I remember that like yesterday. Keep those memories with you, those good memories, even when you're mourning. Dream again. Dreaming is so important. How in the world are you going to accomplish your goals if you have no dreams? And some of us are older. How in the world are we going to get that $1 million home if we're still in an apartment? How are we going to jump from an apartment to a $1 million home? Keep the dream alive. If that's what you want, write down the steps to acquire it, pray on it, visualize it, do the acts that you said you were going to do. Small steps to get to the bigger steps. And watch you get that $1 million home. I remember this pink couch that I wanted. I never saw that pink couch. It was just in my vision. And I remember wanting this pink furniture in a family room way before it even took place. And all I remember was telling he's an ex-husband now, but I kept telling him, I really want this pink furniture. And he just looked at me like, yeah, sure, okay. Where are you going to find pink leather? And I said, I don't know. I just got it in my head and it will be so beautiful. I'm a soft pink fanatic, that pastel pink. I'm just crazy over that color. It's one of my brand colors too. And I decided to keep that view, that vision in my head. So one day we're at the furniture store. Oh, no, wait. I finally saw it in a magazine. The furniture was like $13,000 for an Italian leather pink furniture set. It was a couch. It was a love seat. And I knew I couldn't afford that furniture. But guess what I did? I cut it out the magazine that I saw it in, and I put it on my refrigerator. So I saw it every day. Do you know, months later, we were in a furniture store, and I saw it. I didn't see the same furniture, but it was a replica of it, and it was half of that price. And we bought it. Half of that price, and we bought it. So that is a small version of how your dreams do materialize. I visualized it. I finally saw it in a magazine. I put the magazine on my refrigerator door. Months later, we were in a furniture store looking, no plans to buy anything, just had some free time, and ran across similar furniture, much cheaper than what I saw originally and that I had posted on the refrigerator. Bought it home. That was the best room in that house. Marriage didn't last, but the furniture lasted a long, long time until I actually gifted it to my older sister when she moved into her place. Tell me about dreams. They do exist and they do materialize. But if you want a dream manifested, you have to have it in your heart, in your vision. You have to pray over it. You have to act on it. And it can be yours, no matter how big it is. So don't limit yourself because you don't see how it can happen. That is not for you to decide. You just keep dreaming and start doing the work to prepare to accomplish that dream. Never stop dreaming. Be conquerors. Be bold. Go for what you want. I had an event last year in February, a virtual event due to COVID, which typically I have an annual event where we're face to face. Well, we couldn't do that during COVID last year. So I decided to do a virtual with my team, and I decided to do a virtual, and I was really scared. But I said, I got to be courageous. I got to be bold. This could be a great opportunity to get to women who are at home, who can commit to being on the computer, couldn't commit to being face to face because of COVID and because of health challenges. So this may be the best way to let them know we're here for them. It was a success. It sold out. I was courageous. I didn't think it would work at some point. I did get fearful. I did think I questioned myself. We do that a lot, and we have to not question ourselves. And when we do, because that we're human beings, that's what happens when we're doing something different. We question ourselves. Oh, why are we doing this? It's not going to work. I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know. This just seems so dumb. Nobody's going to show up. Questioning ourselves, doubting ourselves. That's the enemy trying to keep you from doing something great. You have to re-channel that energy. And as I say, change that channel immediately. When you hear it's not going to work in your head, oh, yes, it's going to work. I know it's going to work. You flip that channel. You flip that screen. It will work. Not it's not going to work. It will work. You do what you have to do to make it work. Dream again. Be courageous. Be bold. Don't be scared. Just do it. That one step that you take, I guarantee you, our Heavenly Father will take 2 and 3 and 4 steps to your one step. And you will be further along just because you took a few steps. But it always starts with being courageous, being bold, and taking that first step. No matter what that enemy is telling you in your head, you do it anyway. Do it in fear. Just keep going. I guarantee you, you'll be happier with the results of taking that first step versus taking none and saying, I sure wish I coulda, woulda, shoulda. You can. So do it. Stand up for yourself. When you know something is wrong, I don't care if you're at work, you're at church, you are at a family dinner, family meetings, which we need to have more of. Whatever the case it may be, stand up for yourself. Stand up. This is a time, this is a season to speak up. We don't do that enough. And then we're always wondering why things are going so in disarray. It's because we don't stand up for ourselves. We don't say what we want. We don't speak up for ourselves. How is anybody going to respect us if we don't know how to respect ourselves? We got to learn to protect who we are and do a mirror challenge. I like to tell my students to look in the mirror long enough until they see what God sees. Not us, what we see. We see our mistakes. We see the pain. We see the hurt. We see the blemishes. We see the teeth that are not as white as they used to be, or one that's crooked that needs to get corrected. We see the big nose. I always see the big nose. It runs in my family. We see all the imperfections, but God sees us as perfect because He made us. He didn't create any mess. So why do we always see mess? He created us as we are. Big ears, short hair, balding hair. He created us. One eye looks like it's going in the wrong direction. He created that. How dare we question what he created in us? Make it work for you. Be grateful that he created you as you are, because you are a beautiful person, because God created you to be a beautiful person, because he does not create mess. So treasure who you see in that mirror. Treasure who you are. Be grateful for who God made you to be. Even the past mistakes, it's part of you, it's part of your journey. Do something with that journey. Write a book about that journey. Write a book, because guess what? Your book could be helping somebody else with their story. Your book could be helping you get out of debt. Your book could be saving somebody's life, saving somebody to keep them from prevent them from committing suicide. Your story could help them with their story. Don't ever give up on yourself. You are a beautiful rose that God created as you are. Mistakes and all, you're a beautiful package. All of that to include the bad in your life is what makes you that beautiful rose that you are. It's all encompassing you. The good, the bad, and the ugly, it's you, it's me. And it's okay. So do that mirror challenge. And I guarantee you, you will love yourself more than you have ever loved yourself in your whole life. Get a physical and an annual checkup. And make sure you get your mammograms done on time. Don't forget to be kind to others. This is a time that we all need to be more respectful of each other. You don't know what they're going through. Road rage is massive right now, because people are going through a lot, and then they're on the roads with all that anger, with all that uncertainty, with all that bitterness in their heart. They don't know what's going on, and they're mentally. They're in a mental mess right now. So smile, wave when you cut in front of them, because you don't know what they're going through. Be calmer. Pray every day, in the morning and at night. Thank God when you wake up. Thank him when you go to bed. Show empathy for others and share whatever you have. Share it. Even if you think it's not a lot, it's something. I removed every item in my house that I don't wear anymore, in my closet that I don't wear anymore. Some of it had tags on them. I gave them to one of my best high school friends. I just gave them away. I gave her about 6-7 bags full of clothes. Not all of them had new tags on it. I'm not that vain at all. That would have been terrible. But I did have a closet full of nice things that I either don't wear anymore, can't wear anymore. And she lost weight and she looks beautiful. And I said, let me give them to her. No, I didn't say, hey, that bag is $50. That bag over there is $100. I gave them to her. Didn't look back. They were just sitting in my closet collecting dust. She sent me 5 or 6 thank you cards, at least 10 pictures of her. She's heavily involved in church. And that's a blessing to me to see her feeling blessed. That's what we need to do more of. Give. Give. What's the harm in giving? So, taking down that Christmas tree, all this was on my mind. And I'm just here to tell you, don't take it for granted. If you've already taken down your tree, everything is already stored. Still take this message to heed. It's all up to you. This can be the best year of your life. You can do it. I promise you, you will see better results if you just take the time to appreciate who you are, what you are, and all that you have. This is Tanya Barbie of Barbie's Real Talk. I hope that you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Looking forward to talking to you next time. Remember, this is your year, 2022. And next time you take down the Christmas tree, you focus on where you've been and where you're planning on going, and you make it happen. And always remember, God is not done with you. Have a good one. Until next time.